Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Well, at least that's what the children's song says anyway. In April 2015, Oak Grove Cemetery in Fall River, Massachusetts would become the unusual place that journalists would find themselves flocking to. They were there because a gravesite was vandalised with green and black paint. It was not the first time that the gravesite in question was targeted, and indeed that of the individual who laid beneath. Her name will forever be linked to the double murder of her father and stepmother in 1892. She was the prime suspect, who, despite her acquittal for murder, would later become a key part of America's criminal history, spawning movies, books, articles, and even operas. Today, the curious can stay the night at her old house, where the now infamous crimes took place. The green and black paint that defaced the final resting place was simply another trial Lizzie Borden would face. On the 4th of August 1892, there was a frenzy of police activity at 92 2nd Street in Fall River. Upon their arrival, the grim discoveries of the crime scene awaited them. Upstairs, the body of Abby Borden laid on the floor of the bedroom. The first blow hit her at the side of the head, with wounds that corresponded with that of a hatchet being the most likely murder weapon. 17 further blows continued, ensuring that she was dead. Her body was colder when compared to the second victim, with the police concluding that she was the first to be murdered. Downstairs, the body of Andrew Borden was discovered, slumped on the couch in the sitting room. His face was unrecognisable following his attack. Struck 11 times with a hatchet to his head, the police were convinced that he was asleep as he was murdered. His body was still bleeding from his wounds, suggesting that it was a very recent attack. They calculated that his time of death was approximately 11 a.m. Rumours would soon circulate in the press about the double murders, ranging from a Portuguese labourer eager for his wages from Andrew Borden being a suspect, to Abby Borden being attacked by a tall man who struck the woman from behind. The appetite for coverage of the crimes was reaching fever point. 2 days after the murders, the media had started to turn their attention to Andrew Borden's youngest daughter, Lizzie. The media circus that surrounded the case would act as the first of many trials for Lizzie Borden. Soon there were reports that she had attempted to purchase prussic acid the day before the murders from Eli Benz, who was a clerk at S.R. Smith's drugstore. The Boston Daily Globe would also report that Lizzie and her stepmother were no longer on speaking terms. Family members, however, would contradict these claims. The newspapers had firmly had their target in their sights. The police were inclined to agree with the media. Puzzled with the lack of blood anywhere except on the bodies of the victims, they were convinced that the murderer had come from within the household. The suspicion was firmly with Lizzie. Her older sister Emma was out of town during the murders, and her uncle John Morse, who was staying with the Bordens at the time, was out visiting his nephew and niece in town. Further suspicion grew with Lizzie's own story. She claimed that she was in the barn loft outside the house preparing for an upcoming fishing trip, yet the dusty floor of the barn revealed no footsteps. Her confused and contradictory answers at the inquest a few days later led to her arrest. On the 22nd of August, at her preliminary hearing, Judge Josiah Blaisdell pronounced her probably guilty. It was enough for her to face the grand jury at court for the murder of her father and stepmother. During the trial itself, Lizzie never took to the stand. The vast majority of the case against her relied heavily on circumstantial evidence, with the prosecution offering very little in terms of hard evidence. It wouldn't take long for the jury of 12 men to reach their verdict. With only 90 minutes of deliberation, they found her not guilty. In many cases, Borden would have been left to have continued her life peacefully, but this was no ordinary case. More questions were left than actual answers. Even to this day, the murders of Andrew and Abby Borden remain unsolved. However, the mud had firmly stuck to Lizzie as she now faced the trial of public opinion. It would not take long before the first book about the case hit the bookshelves. The Fall River Tragedy, A History of the Borden Murders, was written by Edwin H. Porter, who was a reporter for the Fall River Daily Globe. Porter believed that Lizzie was guilty of the crimes. Sold for $1.50, the book proved to be popular as the case was still fresh in the public's imagination. For those who believed that Lizzie had gotten away with murder, the book proved them to be correct. Yet for those who thought that she was innocent, the book could possibly have swayed them. No matter where Lizzie would go, the case would never be far away. More books would be released during Lizzie's lifetime, as amateur and professional sleuths gave their opinions. Lizzie never left Fall River. Opting to stay, she would soon become a pariah within the community. Having moved to Maplecroft in the richer part of town, she would have heard the children singing their now infamous Skipping Rope song about her. She was also later snubbed by the Christian Endeavour Society, where prior to the murders, she had served as their treasurer. Alienated from former friends and family members, Lizzie often sat on the pew alone in church, as the community distanced themselves from her. At the time of her death, at the age of 66, the vast throng of people attending the trial had dwindled to only a handful of mourners at her funeral. Now at peace, the trials of Lizzie Borden should have ended, but in reality, they had only just begun. Such was the interest in the murders, it would not take long for new areas of the media to regain their interest. The legend of Lizzie Borden, starring bewitched actress Elizabeth Montgomery, aired in 1975. A new interpretation of the murder was revealed in graphic detail. The film insinuates that there was a valid explanation for the lack of blood anywhere other than on the victims. It suggested that Lizzie committed the murders whilst naked and bathing after each murder. The same idea would later be repeated in 2014 as Christina Ricci portrayed Borden for A New Generation. Lizzie, starring Chloe Sevigny and Kristen Stewart, was released in 2018. This interpretation of the murders implies that both Lizzie Borden and her housemaid, Bridget Sullivan, were both involved, suggesting that they were also intimate and that Andrew had sexually abused Bridget. As a new generation learns about the murders, it is these interpretations that have continued to put Lizzie Borden on trial even to this present day. There will be more written and documented about the case as time goes on, as the trials of Lizzie Borden continue.